Good morning. The time is 8:06. Currently overcast skies and 33 degrees in downtown Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Thursday morning edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, big show. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll have our new weekly series, North Star Knows. Talking to a North Star Restoration Services about restoration, construction, water, mold, remodeling, fire, home building, everything in between. So again, that's coming up starting at the bottom of the hour after our information update at 8:34. Then in hour number two, I'll be joined by the head boys basketball coach of the Marathon Red Raiders. Had a chance to talk to him last night in front of tonight's big sectional semifinal against Auburndale, a game that will be heard right here on Bow Falls Radio. We'll be talking to Adam Jacobson. That's coming up at 9:06 this morning on the program. Good morning to Ian Welsh, our producer engineer across the glass.
Good morning, Chad.
We will talk more to you a little bit later on, but we have waiting for us, and it's good to have him back on the program, host of Up North News Radio, 6 to 8 a.m. every weekday morning right here on Bow Falls Radio, joined by Pat Kreitlow. And Pat, first of all, I think in the email you sent me on Tuesday when you told me that you were a bit under the weather and that you were going to be taking off on Tuesday and I would not be with you, there was something in that email, because since then my voice has started to go.
It seems to be a thing going around now. And for other people, it's a stomach bug. And actually, just now I was looking at a note from one of my colleagues saying it's now her turn to catch the stomach bug, and she is out sick today. So, yeah, there's definitely something going around here.
Well, number one, I do appreciate you sticking around, because we can hear it. And yeah, it's like
it's a lot better than yesterday, thank goodness. You know.
It's like a sprinter having a pulled hamstring and trying to continue to go. But a lot to – we haven't talked in a couple of weeks. The first thing is, as I think you love, I know you always do a history lesson on your program, and I love history myself. And yesterday it was like, it feels like the kind of moment that people will remember. And, the old book Profiles in Courage by John F. Kennedy, and yesterday to see Mitch McConnell in the United States Senate get up and say, I endorse Donald J. Trump as president of the United States. It feels like that's the kind of moment that can be very indicative of where we are as a country in 2024, isn't it?
It is. It's and in a very depressing way. You know, the people who will continue to put party over country, especially when the party no longer stands for what it used to. I mean, the Republican Party was the party that would, stand up to Russia. It was the Reagan Party that way. And now its titular head is a puppet of Vladimir Putin. It's just, to me, mind-boggling that this is a Republican Party that would torpedo a bipartisan border security bill just to keep it alive as an election issue, and a law and order party that would have as its leader somebody who tried to overthrow the government. So to see Mitch McConnell do this is not the world's biggest surprise, despite all the things he has said about Donald Trump. It's still not the world's biggest surprise, but it continues to be a disappointment.
It feels like if there was ever a time to maybe take a stand, it would have been now. Not to be morbid, but obviously he is making the final.
He's got nothing to lose.
He's making the final major decisions of his political career. And he's stepping down as the Senate's minority leader, hopefully still the minority leader, coming up after the election in 2024. And yet doesn't have that, whatever it is.
Spine. He's 82 years old. He's got nothing to lose. And but some people, when they show you who they are, believe them the first time. And so Mitch McConnell, even now, is going to be what he's going to be. And that is to, be loyal to a party, even though that party is no longer loyal to him, rather than put your country first. And in an era like this, We need defenders of democracy more than ever. Again, as I've said before, I never thought we'd be saying this in our lifetime. I never thought our big fight would be to defend democracy. But this is where we are, and this is where our Republican friends and neighbors need to be for this cycle, at least. And so for, and Mitch McConnell knows this, and yet to continue to endorse Trump anyway is just a final act of brazen cowardice and selfishness. And as you said to start this off, history will not be kind.
And if you look back, I was thinking about this as well when I was watching Mitch yesterday. The first time that we, I think here in Wisconsin, got to know Mitch McConnell was he was the big wall against Russ Feingold and John McCain in campaign finance. And that's where he made his buddies that ultimately led to the leadership. I mean, it really, again, it was not some sort of, you know, legislative giant that got him to the leadership of the Republican caucus. It was standing up for big money in politics that ultimately got him the friends that got him to this position. Again, the Mitch McConnell story is really one of the late 20th, early 21st century that says a lot about our politics, isn't it?
Well, it does, because look, money has always been in our politics. It has. We know that. There's been bribery. There's been
Jay Hanna that back 150 years ago.
Yes. Yeah. There's been that. So when Russ Feingold and John McCain wrote up the McCain-Feingold legislation, it was at that point only the latest in a series of attempts to try to at least stem that flow of money, not cut it off entirely, but to say there has to be a point at which you go, this is no longer fair. This should no longer be legal. Now, the critics of that liken this kind of law, these kinds of laws, to rocks, and they say that water will always find a way to flow around the rocks. So their argument is, why even try? Why even have rules? But that then just leads us to an aristocracy where eventually only the people with the most money will be the ones in power. And boys and girls, we're awfully close to that. When you look at all the millionaires in Congress, when you look at how people like Ron Johnson have personally enriched themselves by being in office, we're awfully close to that point. And at some point, there is a point of no return where there is no way for the average person who wants to be a good representative to get in without having to go kiss the ring of who's ever the richest man in town or the richest woman in town. That should not be what we want. There should be guardrails. I didn't say they'd be easy to put on guardrails, mm-hmm. but there needs to be an attempt or we lose what we have here as a country.
And I have one final point on McConnell is during your show, Dr. Lyerly asked, how does he sleep at night? He sleeps very well. That's unfortunate.
He does. Yes, he does.
The Senate race here in Wisconsin appears to start. It's hitting the road. You can feel the acceleration. Just last night, I was watching television, and we saw Mrs. Eric Hovde giving a personal endorsement of her husband. I saw this morning as I came in an email for Senator Baldwin for her first campaign ad titled Wisconsin Jobs. It's very early. What's your sense early on? Because I think that Hovde has been trying to find his footing early. I don't think it's been the prettiest rollout. Last week during your time frame, we had Senator Baldwin on again talking about issues. What's your take early on in this Senate campaign?
Look, it's very clear that I think that Tammy Baldwin is the better candidate. So I'll put that bias right out there. Now, having said that, if you can set the bias aside, he managed to have a rollout about as bad as I've ever seen at this level and at this earliest stage. I mean, Tim Michaels knew that he was going to face these out-of-town charges, and he handled his rollout a little bit better. Hovde didn't even mention Wisconsin in his first ad. In an attempt at a viral video, he, you know, does a selfie video, you know, standing there with his shirt off in an icy lake. And by the way, easy prediction, this will not be the last time Eric Hovde tries to take his shirt off during the campaign to make some kind of an appeal. But what it does is it leads to comparisons to, say, Ron Burgundy, the Will Ferrell character in Anchorman. I mean, I made a TikTok right after that when he was in the icy lake, and then 24 hours later, he makes a video of him throwing an axe at a target in a bar someplace, and I followed that up by Ron Burgundy looking a lot like him with a similar mustache, saying, you know, I am a man. I'm a man of brawn. I built the Eiffel Tower out of steel. I mean, he's trying so hard to put forth this macho image instead of just telling people, what will you do for them? Yeah, there's time to tear down Tammy Baldwin if that's what you want to do. But right now he's done nothing but say, I am too a Wisconsinite, and here are the same old Republican talking points that, again, time shows they're never going to carry through with the things that they say they're going to do. So honestly, again, biases, you know, right out there, this has not been a good rollout.
It has not. I agree 100% with that. And I guess in the final minute, what tonight is the State of the Union? And so much of it is focused in a political lens, and obviously a political year. But it is still a state document. You know, again, the historical aspect, this is part of the constitutional duties of a president. What are you looking for tonight?
I would actually come back to what we talked about in our first hour, is Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg put out the first in a series of 5-minute videos, and this one's about the Blatnik Bridge in Superior. And he says in there, this is a season for storytelling, and tell the stories that connect something dry like a speech, something boring like a bridge, and make it real to people's lives and communities, and show where your values are and show where your financial priorities are. That's what Joe Biden's going to do. Donald Trump is going to be all about grievances and saying America is terrible. And if Joe Biden tells the stories right starting tonight, he will win re-election.
Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, every weekday from 6 until 8 a.m. here on Bow Falls Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network. Pat, hopefully by the time we talk next Tuesday, we'll both be 100%.
Sure.
Thanks, Pat. Coming back with more, we'll take a look at the weather. Beautiful start here in central Wisconsin. Chad Holmes, Show Bowl.
The Marathon High School boys basketball team is just 2 wins away from a trip to the state tournament. On Thursday, the Red Raiders take on Auburndale in a Division IV sectional semifinal. Hear all the action live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening tip at 7 p.m. Marathon Basketball on Bow Falls Radio is brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Industrial Finishing, Underwood Construction, The Dirks Group, Brickners of Little Chicago, The People State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, Twin Force Products, The Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Chiefs, Marathon City Sports Center, and Marathon Part City. Marathon versus Auburndale in a boys basketball sectional semifinal. Thursday starting at 6:35 on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:22, currently overcast skies and 33 degrees. Again, coming up in just over 10 minutes, we will be doing our new weekly Thursday series, North Star Knowles, North Star Restoration. Will be joining us every Thursday morning from 8:34 until 9 a.m. right after our information update, talking about different issues that they have the expertise on. And we, as we continue, we'll be opening up the phone lines and the text lines for you to be able to join us. And
make sure that you stick around. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then coming up at 9:06, we'll talk to Adam Jacobson, the Marathon boys basketball coach, as we just heard. Coming up tonight, big one, sectional semifinal. Boys basketball teams just 2 wins away from a trip to the state tournament. Marathon takes on Auburndale up at Merrill High School tonight. I'll be in Merrill for all the exciting play-by-play. 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening tip. Marathon and Auburndale, Division IV boys basketball sectional semifinal right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Normally during this time frame, we talk to our meteorologist, Brittany Rouleau, but Brittany has been off so far this week. It looks as though we will not hear from Brittany until next Monday. So let's take a quick look at the weather forecast for today. Another beautiful day here in central Wisconsin. Mostly sunny skies, high reaching 49 degrees. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 5 a.m. Some increasing clouds, a low of 31. Tomorrow, showers likely, otherwise cloudy. The showers likely mainly after 12 noon. A bit cooler tomorrow as well, high near 43 degrees. Look for precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. It's not going to be a heavy or a drencher tomorrow. Tomorrow night, a 40% chance of showers before midnight, otherwise cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy, a low around 26 degrees. And then for the weekend, lots of sunshine. Saturday, sunny, a high near 41. And then on Sunday, sunny and a high near 45 degrees. Right now in Wausau, a little bit of sunshine, some clouds out there as well. 33 degrees is the temperature. Winds are out of the east at 5 miles per hour. Wind chill factor of 28. The dew point is 19. Relative humidity of 56%. The barometer at 30.11 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. The time is 8:24, and let's have a more complete introduction to our in-studio engineer and our producer across the glass, Ian Walsh. Ian, again, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How is it going here on this Thursday, getting closer and closer to the weekend?
It's going pretty good. Honestly, I can't wait for the week to be over, though. I just want it to be the weekend because I am really tired.
Real quickly as well. Rob in Tigerton reporting that it's partly cloudy, 32 degrees after a beautiful sunrise. Also gives us a bit of information. In Wausau here on March the 7th, there is a 97-degree difference from the record high and the record low. The record high, 76 degrees back in the year 2000, and the record low in 1913 here in Wausau, we reached 21 degrees below zero. So big gap.
That's pretty bad.
Well, the 76 is not bad. The 21 below is not. is bad. It is
76
bad.
Is actually a pretty good. You're right.
But as you get closer to the weekend, any ideas what you're going to be up to this weekend?
Well, I know the weather is going to be a little chillier, but it'll still be pretty sunny. So I'm going to try and get out outside a little more, do some exercise, just make sure I enjoy the nice weather, and hopefully it'll get a little nicer, a little warmer would be nice.
By the way, if Marathon wins tonight in their sectional semifinal, yeah, they advance to a sectional championship game on Saturday night. Are you available for me on Saturday night to come in and help out? You can think about it. I forgot to tell you. I asked you earlier in the week. I thought maybe throw it out there right now. I don't know if you have any.
I should
plans.
Be able to do that.
Well, we'll discuss it after the show. I should not throw it out there in the middle of the program. That was not good on my part. So
that's okay.
But yeah, be a big game on Saturday should Marathon get through tonight, and it is going to be fantastic. If you were somebody that, you know, is looking for a great deal, I mean, to be in a packed house, sectionals are so exciting. State tournaments are great, but getting there is there was a coach I knew for many years who used to say, getting to state is the cake. Winning state is the icing on the cake. But you have to get to state to get the cake and get through the sectionals. And I think there is more pressure on the sectionals than there are on the state tournament. Because if you get to state, you get to go through all the pageantry of a state tournament.
Right.
I think it's the hardest game is the sectional final, which will be on Saturday. Tonight, the sectional semifinals. These are, again, there's always great competition, but the cake is getting to state, and then that icing on the cake is to win at state. So a lot of great activity going on. The state girls basketball tournament in Green Bay gets underway today. We got games this afternoon and this evening, and then tomorrow games in the morning, afternoon, and evening, and then championship Saturday as well. So getting to the end of the winter high school sports season and a lot of excitement on the hardwood. The time is 8:28. Coming up, we're going to have an information update. We'll get the latest news, weather, and sports. Boy, tough one last night for the Milwaukee Bucks. Their win streak came to an end with a big thud. We'll get that from Mike Clemens along with the news as well. So coming up after our information update, it is the latest edition of North Star Knows. Yep, from North Star Restoration Services. That's coming up after the news. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And last week, we started a brand new Thursday feature here in the first hour of the program. The final two segments of the first hour, North Star Knows with North Star Restoration Services. And for the second straight week, very happy to welcome back Jay Cricks and John Garcia. Gentlemen, good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Didn't scare you off the first week, huh?
Not at all.
Very good. And a thing for North Star Knows, as we continue, we're going to be talking about all sorts of different areas of your expertise, and there's so many of them. As we get things going, we're trying to give a little bit, and again, a good word, foundation to sure. North Star Restoration and to this program as well. And today, and I think it's very interesting because as we go into, we're in 2024, so much now is technology and the lack of a personal touch. And I know within your business and especially when it comes to restoration and all the different areas within that, to have that personal touch, to be able to have deep conversations, because a lot of folks, I mean, I know for myself, would be a lot of questions, and having that personal touch is vital to your business and the success of the business, isn't it?
It is. It really is. Everything that we do revolves around our employees and our client and a lot of the people in the community who we come in contact with. So everything is real personal with us. The majority of our work is residential-based work. So, yes, we do commercial work, some larger projects where there's, I would say, less feelings involved, where it's just this big building that we're working right on. But when you're in someone's sacred space in their home, when you're their employer, you have to be personal. You have to, you know, be able to connect with people on both the employer and on the customer side.
And these are some of the biggest investments people will make in their lives. Exactly. I mean, these are vitally important. And when the job is done, they want to be able to walk in and say, this is my dream, isn't it? And that's why that personal touch is so vitally important, isn't it?
Or, you know, before they walk in saying, this is my dream, or they would say, this was my dream, and now it's been destroyed.
Mm.
And that's where the personal touch really comes into place and getting them back to that place that they used to be.
And that also is important within your employees having, mm-hmm. it's sort of, and I was thinking about this as I was getting set today, that in terms of, you know, my job has a lot of communication aspects. And you don't think about, when you think North Star Restoration Services, you don't think communication aspects, but that is important and part of the gig for your employees as well, isn't it?
It is. It is. John, you want to talk a little bit about your side?
Yeah. So, especially on the North Star Build side, when we go in, you know, North Star Restoration comes in, they do all the demo, the mitigation, all the dirty work, get it cleaned up, make it look nice. And then when we come in, we're ready to rebuild. So that customer has expectations, you know, they want to get back in their house.
Mm-hmm.
They sometimes they want it back the way that they had it. Sometimes they want to change a few things, and we can do both. And really it comes down to setting all the expectations up front, making sure that you hammer out every single fine detail so that everyone is on the same page going forward when you go to start a project. That's very important.
Again, this is our North Star No segment. Again, be with us every Thursday as we spend the last half hour of the first hour of the program talking with North Star Restoration. And again, we're with Jay Cricks and John Garcia. Also, something that I noticed is that you, the training aspect. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, so often these days, again, it's hard sometimes to get great workers, and then you throw them into the fire. You guys make sure that these folks that work for you are ready to go, don't you?
Absolutely. So with our technicians, we've got something we call tech levels. So as a new employee, we would onboard an individual, and they start basically putting them through their paces. So it's everything from the basics, learning how to turn on and off the truck mount, and learning how to, you know, different hand tool training, just a lot of the easy stuff. And as they advance through their tech levels, tech level one, tech level two, tech level three, they become more advanced in different aspects of our industry. The IICRC is our, I guess that's where we get a lot of our technical training from. And this is one of the things that we really hang our hat on, is we've got multiple triple masters working at North Star. So it's something that we can say about ourselves, that there are no other firms in the area or even in quite a radius around us that have more than one triple master. So when I say triple master, I mean they've got their all their certifications, and they've been in the industry long enough to attain this. So you start off with maybe your water remediation technician certification, and then you start piling on these different certifications, and you become a journeyman. And then after a certain amount of time in the industry, you can apply to become a master. So we've got master water restorers, master fire and smoke restorers, and master textile cleaners. So that is one thing that we really, really invest heavily in, is the education of our staff. Because if you educate your people properly, you give them the tools that they need, the support that they need in the background, there's really nothing holding them back, and we can deliver top-notch service. And that's really what we're trying to do, is become that premier service provider. And I know John does quite a bit on the build side with education as well.
Yeah, that is correct. So part of what we do is we send our carpenters to suppliers in the area for continuing education. So we have different manufacturers that'll come in, go over best practices, manufacture specs so that everyone's on the same page and we're going to install these products. Another part, we're proud to be part of NARI, which is the National Association of the Remodeling Industry. And NARI is really a group of very high professional remodelers, and they have high standards. They have a code of ethics that you have to follow. It takes a little bit of time to become part of NARI. You actually have to apply, give references, and they actually bring it in front of a board so that you can get approved to be part of NARI, because they want everyone that is part of NARI to be representing them, you know, through these code of ethics. So having high integrity, making sure you're going to do the work that you say, having contracts in place, doing everything legal and as professional as possible. So with that, they actually have designations, certifications that you can get through NARI. Right now I'm working on getting my certified remodeler designation. So it's a 12-week course every Wednesday for 2 hours. And then you also have to study throughout the week. There's a study guide that you can go through. There's several books that you need to read. I think there's 8 total that I'm currently reading. And then at the end of it, you take a 200 comprehensive question test that is live proctored. So you can't use a book. You got to go through, it goes over financials, communication. It goes over trades as far as, you know, rough carpentry, finished carpentry, basically everything that you would need to know to run a successful remodeling company. On the flip side of that, they also offer certified lead carpenter certification. So our goal is to get, you know, 4 of our top guys currently this year enrolled into that. I believe it starts in May, and let them go through that same course. It's 12 weeks again, and it's very comprehensive. So that way we're just raising the bar and raising the level of everyone in our company so that we're all working at this high standard.
And as you said earlier, when you give your employees the tools to succeed, that also means that does lead to longer tenures where you're not constantly trying to turn over, start all over again. It really is, you know, hand in hand for the success of North Star, isn't it?
That's very true. So when you support your people, give them the tools that they need, the support that they need, they tend to stick around much longer.
Mm-hmm.
When someone applies for a position as a restoration technician, they find out very quickly if they like this work or if they don't like this work. And the ones that do like this work stick around our company for a very long time. Individuals that started off as technicians and now they're going on 12, 13 years. They've been with us quite a while. We've got a good bullpen of employees that have been with us, you know, longer than 5 years. So we certainly hang on to our staff. When there was the great reset or the great migration with employees, everybody, you know, quitting their jobs and finding new employers over the last 2 years, 3 years, we held on to pretty much every one of our staff members. And we actually were one of the companies that a lot of people were applying at because of the word of mouth of what kind of place it was to work. So we did very well. Now, granted, we do have some turnover like any company would, but it's that discovery process of, wow, this is really interesting work. I really like doing this and I'm going to make a career out of it. Or this was really interesting work. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sure.
And I necessarily don't want to go and clean up sewage out of somebody's basement or clean up a house that half burnt down.
Right.
So when you find those right people, though, they're amazing individuals. They're typically very giving and they want to help out people in their time of need. So we're very blessed to have the staff that we do here.
Again, it's North Star Knowles, North Star Restoration Services, Chad Holmes, along with Jay Cricks and John Garcia. And the caring aspect, you touched on that. And again, these are huge investments for people. I mean, it really is. And to have folks that come in and are well-trained and are trained as well within communications and being able to care is, again, I mean, when getting ready here, looking at what you were talking about in terms of that human touch. And I don't think we can overemphasize how some businesses have kind of taking that to the side where it's like, it's okay. We'll get the job done in almost a sanitized kind of way.
Yeah.
And that's so vitally important. And again, at every level of the business to have that human aspect from your position all the way down and through all your employees to the people that you deal with, it does come across as that being one of those, again, I use foundation, I'll use pillars of your business here.
Yeah. So, yeah, that personal touch, that personal approaching, that high level of empathy, we really look for that in our project managers because they're a lot of the time dealing with the homeowner primarily. And you have to be able to, when you first walk into a scenario where maybe they were gone for the week and they came home and now their house has been flooded and water's been running for a whole week and it's just a scenario that you don't plan on walking, you know, in the front door to find. Or maybe you were, you know, at work and you get a call from the fire department saying there was a fire and your home caught on fire. So these are things that people never expected to happen to them. Like when you're planning a remodel, you're saving your money, you're working with the designer, and you're planning all this stuff. A lot of times these are major inconveniences for people. So there's an approach that we have to take to help people heal the loss. We're walking them through the process of, okay, it's going to be okay, you know. We've got the right people here. Let's sort of take a breath. Let's sit down and talk about it. And we want to find out right away what's the most important thing to that customer. So there might be water dripping from the ceiling.
Right.
There might be, you know, stuff floating in the basement. Let's identify the most important things to you right now. And let's get those items safe and secure. Then we can really start with the rest of the process of whatever it might be. It could be extracting the water. It could be, you know, getting in initially and pulling out textiles or clothing. It really, every scenario is a little bit different. But the first thing right out of the gate is we want to find out what's most important to them. And just sit them down and let them talk a little bit. A lot of people pour their hearts out and tell us everything that's going on. Some people are sterile and they just say, nah, just do your thing, get going with it. And we're okay with that too.
And one question, and as we continue this, we're going to be opening it up to the questions because a lot of folks are not experts. And I consider myself an idiot when it comes to a lot of this stuff. But at the same time, it's sometimes hard because you don't want to ask a question and sound like an idiot,
right,
to be honest with you. And to have that feeling that, hey, the person on the other side understands that I don't have all the answers. I mean, that's one of the aspects whether it's – home improvement, whether it's a vehicle or whatever it may be, that's a hard aspect for somebody like myself that doesn't have all the answers. I imagine that you think about that as well.
It comes down to, it's our home. It's a very personal space. And it's the loss of control is really what it comes down to. The control has been taken away. Something just happened that you have no control over. And I mean, it's done. I mean, the water's dripping from the ceiling or the kitchen's already burnt up. And that's where we want to give them, you know, that control back and really just say, hey, how can we work with you? And I think John on the build side, he's got some really cool processes in place on really walking the homeowner through that and giving them control, but we have to do it in a timely manner. So John, you want to kind of talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So we've been,
we had about a minute.
Yeah. We've been developing a construction customer care rep, which basically walks through with the homeowner to basically be their voice in between them and the company, where somebody they can go to, feel safe talking to them, ask questions, get answers from the project manager, anyone involved, the superintendent, and really be their personalized customer service rep throughout the process. That way they feel that they always have somebody that they can go to, that they can trust in. They don't feel like they're just getting hung out to dry and nobody's checking in with them. So we really hit that hard because communication is key in this line of business, and making sure that they have somebody that they can go to is crucial.
Trust, big word, big, because once you trust is lost, it is gone usually. So
I agree to that.
8:49. We're going to come back in 1 minute, continue our North Star Knows segment. Again, every Thursday morning, North Star Restoration here on Bow Falls Radio. Jay Cricks, John Garcia, along with Chad Holmes, back in 60 seconds here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. It is North Star Knows, our North Star Restoration Services Thursday segments every Thursday. Again, we just started last week. We are going to delve into so many different areas over the coming weeks, especially a good time as we are heading into spring. And, of course, a lot of folks are thinking about restoration and all that different areas as we get into spring. Again, I'm Chad Holmes with Jay Cricks and John Garcia. And I guess sort of to tie over from our last segment now into this segment, I think, you know, trust is such a vital factor. And as you say, reputation. I mean, trust is not something that you can just say. You have to prove it every day. And it comes through every step that you take within this process. Yeah. And as you said, treat your customers as family like you treat your employees as family, right?
Correct. So there's so many moving parts with when a home is affected by a flood or a fire, that I always take a step back and I look at it like, what if this was my mom? What if this was my grandma? How would I want somebody to hold my mom's hand through this process? Obviously, if my mom had a fire, I would take care of it. But but having that mindset of, you know, how would I want a company to treat my grandma? And I know if this were to happen to my grandma or my mom, they would have no idea what to do or how to continue to walk through the process. And that's where I'm really super proud of John and the system that he's implemented on the build side in regards to helping homeowners walk through all of their selections and just sort of putting this jigsaw puzzle back together again. And I'll let John kind of speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, so part of the project timeline is material selections. That's a big deal, especially when, let's say, it was a fire reconstruction and you're rebuilding the entire house. There are a lot of selections that need to take place when you're rebuilding the home. It starts with the exterior, roofing color, soffit fascia, siding, any trims, exterior doors, and then you get to the interior. You have to worry about flooring, paint colors, cabinetry, millwork, what type, what is it going to be stained? Is it going to be painted? And a lot of people, you know, sometimes they want what they had originally, which we are completely fine with doing that. And some people, they want to recreate the space and really make it their own. Maybe the house that they moved into, they've only had for a year and it's an older home. So now it gives them the opportunity to really make it their own as we go through the process. So really hammering down on those selections and keeping it all communicated as the process goes along. That way we can have everything on site when we need it and there's no delays, because there's always material delays. There's you know, you're never going to get around that. It's going to happen. But at least if we can minimize that as best as we can, we're going to be better off.
And there is a uniqueness. Again, I think when John was just saying that, you know, we talked about this a little bit last week about, you know, for your employees, the freshness of every project, but there's a freshness for the people that you work with as well. I mean, that's a big aspect as well, that uniqueness, and that has to make it exciting for everybody at North Star.
It does. It's usually something a little bit different every day, all within the realm or the parameters that we operate in, but it's certainly not a factory job. You're not standing at a line making a widget. You're in someone's home. You are dealing with, you know, homes of every, on all, in the entire spectrum. So houses that are less than $100,000 homes and houses that are more than $1 million homes. So, you know, from an employee standpoint, it can be very exciting getting into some of these higher end homes and seeing this really cool architecture or really cool design layout. I think the employees really enjoy a lot of that, getting to work with diverse members of the community, just kind of seeing all aspects. So they're very well trained on how to conduct themselves when they're, you know, in people's homes. So I think it's one of our key factors that we really, you know, hone in on is, you know, how we treat our customers how we treat our employees, because that's how they're going to treat the client.
And also, I mean, we titled this segment North Star Knows. I think the caring aspect is something that has been underlined as well, because as you said, I mean, there's different projects, and some of them, the word that jumped out here was, for some people, it's an ordeal. Mm-hmm. It's already really, really hard. They're going through a really, really hard time. And again, I mean, when you think about the work that your employees often do, you don't think about that human aspect to it as much as maybe you think about the building aspect.
And that's why we really look at it as the North Star difference. It's the way we treat our employees is different. The way that we help our client walk through the process is different. The way the level of education that we push at our business is different than a lot of the other companies that do what we do, not just regionally, but we just have a totally different mindset than even a lot of the companies nationwide. So we pride ourselves in being an independently owned restoration company and a builder rather than a franchise group. Franchise groups are great. They get a lot of good information from corporate, but I would rather, you know, we would rather sort of navigate the ship the way that we see fit right here in our community.
And there are so many different types. I mean, you've talked about where it is a true disaster, where a fire or flooding, but there's also just where, you know, this time of year, you think about, hey, we're going to make an improvement here, make an improvement there. There are different levels to your expertise, isn't there?
Absolutely.
In terms of, for people that are looking at this time of year, they can reach out to you in that respect too, because we talk a lot about, you know, these major, you know,
sure,
ordeals, as we said.
And not everything's a major ordeal. Some of these, a lot of the stuff that happens isn't a major deal. It's just a little bit of flooding or a small kitchen fire. And it might not even require the assistance of a restoration company. But one of the things that makes us a little bit different, the North Star difference, so to say, is we make ourselves available just to answer questions for a member of the community that doesn't necessarily want to hire us, but maybe they want to get some advice from us. And we're always willing to hear what they have to say, whether they send a question in via email, give our Facebook page a messenger message, or even call our office directly and leave a message with Julia at the front desk. It'll get to a manager, the question will get answered, and we will get back to the individual. It's not always about landing the next job. The way we look at it is, if we can make ourselves a resource to the community, that's all we need to do.
Fantastic. As you said, different ways to contact you. Mm-hmm. And like you said last week as well, you get right back to them. Get those
as
answers.
Best as possible.
There you go. That's customer service at its best. Jay and John, as we wrap it up, any final notes that we may have missed for this one? And of course, as I said, we're going to be back every week, and we're going to really delve into these different areas. It's going to be a lot of fun over the next number of weeks. But as we wrap it up, any final words?
Well, I guess kind of just to kind of talk about that last segment there, as we take this journey week by week, feel free to call our office, message our Facebook page, or send us an email. And we'll take those questions, and maybe we'll talk about them next week on air.
And folks out there, you can send me a note. Absolutely. I mean, send it to me, and I will make sure to ask Jay and John and the good folks at North Star Restoration as well. But, guys, hey, flies on by. We'll be back again next Thursday. Thanks again for coming in. Have a great Thursday and a great weekend.
Thanks again for having us, Chad.
Absolutely.
We'll see you then. All right.
8:58 is the time. We'll have an information update coming up, and then hour number two of the program, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.